You're listening to episode number 3, The Magic of Letting Go. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hey, what's going on, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sean Sally, and I am, first of all, just so filled with gratitude that so many of you have responded positively to this podcast. And yes, it's still a baby. Yes, this is episode number 3. And yet, the overwhelming positive response I've received really just encourages me so much. You know, I know that sometimes I act quite tough, like, oh, I don't need approval. And by no means is this, a form of approval when you give me positive feedback. What I am sharing with you is my genuine gratitude for your resonance with what I have to share deeply. Because, you know, this podcast isn't about fluff for me. Everything I share with you here is of importance to me personally, and I share from a place of authenticity and genuine healing and genuine transformation and the wish for your transformation. So that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm about on this podcast, and for you to feel the resonance of that and to give me feedback about the inspiration you're receiving from this podcast really means so much to me. So thank you. So having said that, today's topic is all about the magic of letting go. And, you know, I know it's quite easy for us to get into a pattern of not recognizing the things that we have formed resistance around, because it's become so ingrained, right? Or it's so maybe it's so out of character for you to even revisit the parts of you that maybe you have denied at this point. But, you know, I speak from experience and you know, from my personal journey, and also looking around and seeing this universal theme of resistance and denial and you know, the holding back of what we need to let go to fully step into the truth of who we are. So I'm hoping that with this episode today, we can dive a little deeper into some of the tools we can use to help us to let go and release those things and circumstances, events, and perhaps people that no longer serve us. So getting kind of personal, I mean, I laugh because at this point, you know, I think about this quote by Anais Nin, and it really, for me, reflects the evolution that I'm going through right now. And the quote is, "The day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom." And there is a part of me that I have tried my best to conceal and hide and deny and undermine. And it's gotten to a point where it's actually painful to do so. So I have to just come out and tell you guys. So There's this level of sensitivity that I have to energy that I've always felt, and without getting too woo-woo on you, I'm letting my woo out because it's actually a big part of who I am. And the interesting thing is when I think about this, I look at all the teachers that I admire so much, like I mean, some of the big names are like, okay, the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and, David Hawkins and Michael Bernard Beckwith. I mean, the list kind of goes on, but these are some of the big names out there, right? People, like household names, Eckhart Tolle. We're talking Wooville here, okay? And the thing is, when I think about these teachers, I don't think them as being woo-woo. I just think them as being teachers who are solid in their spirituality, who impart so much wisdom and foundation and solidarity and truth. And so I realize it's my own perception of what I consider a woo-woo to be, and how misaligned that perception is really, in comparison to the truth of what spirituality is. The truth is there is nothing woo-woo about spirituality. I mean, without getting too much into quantum physics, because I'm not a physicist, I'm not a quantum physicist or a physicist, and this is not what this podcast is about. But now, if you need scientific proof, now science has caught up with spirituality, in that if we are talking about spirit being, and spirit meaning all of us being vibrational beings, energetic beings. Well, now science has equipments and instruments that can prove, that shows proof of vibration and energy. And we now are able to measure these electromagnetic fields. What we're admitting as energy is now being able, is now detected with instruments, right? Scientific instruments. And so, not that I need proof, because that's not my makeup. I'm not, of course, I went through my phase of being a skeptic, but I've tested enough for myself to know that energy is real, that there are realms and beings beyond the five senses. This much I know for a fact. Wow. Okay, even saying that, and I feel like I'm almost like I'm coming out. I should have come out a long time ago, but I really, really need to do this, because without embracing this part of me, I know that I cannot speak my truth. And this part of me is so critical to my makeup. And so it no longer is tolerable. So the risk to remain tight in a bud has become more painful than the risk it took to blossom. So this is my coming out party. This is my letting go party. And my question for you is, what part of you are you holding on to that you're not letting go? And this can manifest on many different realms, right? There's the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. I mean, for me, I think the mental and the emotional, and ultimately the physical letting go has taken place, through the last few years, especially, as an evolution for me, and it's the spiritual realm really to me it feels like the last frontier personally. And now that I'm in alignment with what I consider myself to be, at least in the moment, because, you know, it's a constant unfolding. So it's not a one and done. It's not like, oh my gosh, I've, you know, attained this level of whatever spiritual ascension and therefore it's done, because it's never done. Just like, you know, exercise is never done. Your meditation practice is never done. Your awareness, practice of awareness and mindfulness is never done, right? Just like eating is never done. You eat, you digest, you got to do it again the next day, right? So this process of letting go is constant. And if we deny and push aside the parts of us that really need to be embraced and let go, you know, it coagulates, it stiffens, and it inevitably gets stuck in your system, emotional system, physical system, you know, mental system. So what are you holding on to that you really need to let go? That's actually manifesting in some negative way that you know could be the catalyst for your ultimate transformation if you had the courage to just release. Some of the reasons why we don't let go, what I've learned on my journey was that judgment was a huge one. So for instance, you know, me letting my woo out, I was very afraid of judgment. I was afraid that I would be judged for being, you know, unprofessional and being woo-woo and, you know, going off the deep end. But listen, it is who I am. So I am not looking for approval at this point. I have not come this far to seek approval. I have come this far to find my tribe. And I am here hoping that me stepping into the fullness of who I am, I could be an instrument of being the embodiment of a permission slip for you to step into the fullness of who you are. Because that's how we ultimately create this ripple effect, right? You know, especially as a parent, as a mother, especially for us women, I mean, and men too. You know, I'm not excluding any men out there, okay? So men, if you're listening, I got nothing but love for you, and I want you on board because we need you to change some of these conditions that we've, you know, set in stone. But especially for us women, you know, we've been conditioned to put other people's needs first. And by nature, we're so nurturing. So by nature, we innately put other people's needs first, you know, especially our children, right? So in order for you to let go of some of these blocks, if you will, some of these old belief systems that you're holding on to that no longer serve you, you know, a lot of the times these belief systems and these blocks can show up and you may feel resistant to let go because of the fear of judgment and the fear of, you know, like outing somebody. Because the truth is, if you've gone through a traumatic experience, you know, whether it's within your family or maybe it was in a relationship, you know, a lot of the times we become protective of the perpetrators, right? And so because we want to, we don't want to bring on shame, not only to ourselves for releasing, you know, this truth, but we hold on to this layer of protection for them, the perpetrators. Now, isn't that interesting? how the mind works, the human psychology. There's really no protecting anybody when you are operating out of fear of judgment. Because you see, you cannot heal what you don't feel. And if you cannot shed light on something, it is almost impossible for you to transmute that energy. Because you see, energy is neither created nor destroyed. And so it isn't like you can hide it and it'll go away. No, it'll just stagnate. And don't worry, it'll get bigger. Because what you resist persists. And so if the more you are denying it, the more power you're giving it. And therefore, you know, nothing really ever goes away. It just stays dormant, or sometimes not dormant. And, you know, it'll show up and rear its ugly head in all aspects of your life. Right? So protecting somebody else and using that as your block to stop you from growing is not fair to them. It's not fair to you. Fear of judgment is also not fair to them and to you, because in the end, there's judgment anyway. So you can be judged for who you are, or you can be judged for who you're not. And you'd be very surprised that when you actually come out and claim your truth, how many like-minded people will flock to you, because they too have been in your shoes. And it's this level of compassion and heart opening that binds us, that creates a true community. Listen, you don't want people who plaster fake smiles on their faces and will say things that are quite meaningless and turn around and talk shit about you. Right? I mean, we've all experienced it. We've probably all played that part, you know, somewhere along our journey too, because we're human. You know, we've all done it. Oh, maybe you haven't, but I know that I have, and those are not the proud moments of my life. And now that I know better, I do better, and my alignment is to be congruent with my thoughts, my emotions, and my actions. And the more I can come into alignment with my thoughts and my emotions and my actions, I can show up fully as me. And so if I don't like something, you'll know. Because that would be a moment of truth, right? The revealing of truth. So truth ultimately is the most powerful weapon. So be courageous and love yourself enough that you will protect yourself first and protect your truth. And when you release your truth, not in the spirit of malice, but in the spirit of liberation, that vibration is so elevating and so healing that not only will you bring healing to yourself, but you becoming the embodiment of a permission slip will ultimately liberate those who need your message. And there's going to be fear, because stepping into the unknown, stepping into that vulnerability, you know, inevitably will make you feel quite naked. But you know that when you come from a place of love, that when you share your story, not from a sense of victimhood, not with an ounce of blame, but simply claiming your truth, simply stating the process of your growth. And by sharing your process of growth and healing, you can trust that the universe has got your back. You attract what you put out. You attract what you admit. And so when you share your truth with love and honesty and healing and genuine, pure intentions, you'll see that that you'll be supported, that you'll be embraced by a new tribe. There are many like-minded people, and stop being judged for who you're not. Be judged for who you are, and those who love you will love you no matter what. Well, that was somewhat liberating to share with you, and I really had actually something completely different to share with you in the beginning, but you know, I really wanted to speak my truth today. So much love to you guys. You know, being true and speaking your truth takes practice. Baby steps. And it doesn't have to be, you know, truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth all at once. But easing into it and softening into your truth will liberate you. So start flying. It's time. Give yourself permission. Love yourself deeply. Love yourself deeply, beyond the judgment, beyond the fear, and trust that you are always on the path. You've always been on the path, and nothing has gone wrong. Things will unfold exactly as they should. Divine timing. Everything that is for you is here. Trust into it and see yourself bloom, because you're ready. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shansally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shansally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.